This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already.
It's time to get up. It's time to get out. Up. It's time get to get it out. Done. Get it done.
It's time to get on.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean? It's time to get uncomfortable.
Good morning, my comfort killers. I am so happy that you are with me here today. I got comfort killers in Australia, comfort killers in Europe, comfort killers in Africa, comfort killers all over the globe. You guys make this so much more fun for me, especially when I get your questions, I get your concerns, I get your issues, I get your feedback, I get your love. I love that. Listen, you could always reach out to me. I'm still palpable, okay? You could still touch me, still tangible, all right? Here's the deal. I don't even have a secretary yet. So you know what that means? There's no fucking gatekeeper to keep you away from me. Today is a perfect day. We are in greatness today, surrounded by love and prosperity, abundance and talent. Today, we are going to get uncomfortable. You're listening to the Get Uncomfortable podcast show with your host. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. On February 14th, 2016, approximately 7 months ago, all right, on Valentine's Day, to say the least, the day of love, the day of commerce and shopping and smiles, gifts, the day of hearts and roses. That's the day I walked the hell up out of a seminar that I felt was a joke to the motivational, inspirational, self-help, self-development, self-improvement industry. On that day, I fell in love with myself 100%. Because I took control back in my life. That's what today is about. It's about taking control back. Here I am, 8 months later, ready to begin a new month in business, okay? Today's the 29th, the 30th, and then it's a new month, my 8 month in October in business. I haven't stopped yet. Not so much as to blink an eyeball, eyelash, at the idea of quitting. Most people cherish that, including me. Like, you know, you ever had that friend, okay, or that relative, or that cousin, or whatever the case, that actually went for it, and you admire the fact that they didn't quit? That there's a level of admiration in that, right? So people cherish that because they can't understand it. It's because they're applying it to their bullshit quitting. Their quitter mentality. Most people are like this, and I don't have the slightest idea as to why. But I know that if you start something, you usually fail at it. That's what traditional wisdom said, that you're going to start, you're going to try to break out on your own, you're going to try to leave the pack, but eventually you come back to mammy's house. Eventually, that job will figure you out, and that dependability isn't what you're good at, and reliability is not what you're good at, and then you'll come back, you'll get fired, whatever the case may be. It's always this idea that failure is imminent. Now, if you understand the idea of failure, and that failure, like the true essence of it, is not going forward in that task or that goal. You completely stopped. So we could be failing, right? I failed a bunch of times within these 7 months and 29 days. Failed a bunch. I'm trying new things. I'm trying to grasp this. I'm working on this. I'm still working in the resource center. There's something's going to happen what I don't like, right? But it's keeping a positive attitude. And when that positive attitude runs out, then yes, failure is imminent. We have to be able to self-motivate ourselves. Now, I know you're out there whispering as you're listening that 8 months is a fluke, right? And they need to see more of it, right? So what if I said this was my 18th month or my 1800 month? I don't know. Here's the deal. I put in massive work within this time period, and I'm happy to tell you how, because I took control back. So it's 7 months and 29 days. In all, that's 228 days. In all, that's 5,472 hours. I'd like you to know right now that for at least 220 days, out of those 228 days, I focused on my business. Maybe eight, I'll throw it away. I probably will argue that it's been all those 228 days. Shavana probably said, I remember you're taking a nap. I'm still at the resource center, so we have to split this time, right? Rule of thumb, I always like to do more for me and my business than I do for someone else's business. That's just my rule. 220 days, 100% on my business, on my game, it can be done. I want you to track your progress too, or whatever you're doing. No one is going to care about your numbers. They are yours. Imagine what you could have accomplished if you just invested 220 days. Crazy, right? Now you're looking at it like, man, today's my day one. That's how I want you to look at it. Because we don't need to go. I'm going back because it's something I've done. It's easy for me to track that. It's something that I've done on a daily basis. But when you're not doing stuff, yeah, you wasted 13 years. You wasted 28 years. It's okay. It's okay. Because before that, I could say the same thing. I've learned so much and put massive work in action. And now I'm rolling into Q4, the big quarter four. This is the quarter that's leading up to the new year, new plans, new game plan, new strategies, new outlook, new results, new problems, bigger problems, new solutions, bigger solutions, new achievements, new accomplishments, never a new purpose. Okay, you continue with the same purpose. But this is what we do. We're coming up on Q4. It's a big deal in all businesses. Now they're trying to gather their paperwork to see if they made it through the fiscal. Okay? I mentioned in a post yesterday. I think I put the post up because we're redoing the cover art for this podcast show. We're doing it over. Nice, beautiful work with my face, my big ass cheek on the cover. I love that. My big cheeks are on the cover. You go poke my cheek the way they're so big on the cover of my podcast, all right? So leading up to when the new year, I said, okay, I gotta do something. I'm going on my 45th episode. I'm going on my big 50. And on that big 50, I'm going to make an announcement. I just have to let you know, though, I did delete at least 30 to 40 episodes that I've done when I had my previous business going back and forth to Jersey. I used to do those things in a car. I used to do those things when I was walking in the street, man. I was so pumped up, high on life and high on energy, probably high on drugs. I deleted them. They didn't make sense to the new mission, right? So I'm here to say on the 50th episode, we'll have an announcement because we're changing the frequency of this podcast, okay? And I love Thursdays as much as I love Thursdays. I also love the fact that I could do more. All right, we'll leave it at that, okay? So I'm still working my calendar out because everyone is in business because it's coming up. But you don't care about that. You care right now how I am able to remain focused on this one specific goal and not fall into the trap that most entrepreneurs or wannatrepreneurs or whatever the hell they're calling themselves this week fall into. I used to fall in the trap, but now I don't even look back there. You know when you had a taste of first class? You just don't even want to look back there. That's how I feel. I don't even want to look at the fact that quitting is an option. That is just not even an option at this point. It's not your style, right? It's not what you've planned this out. I did it using 3 C's of change. My theory, my method, the 3 C's of change. I've recorded a whole podcast about this entire theory before. It's a practical tool used to completely turn your life around. Here's an example. So you want to stop gambling. So you want to stop taking drugs. So you want to focus on your business. So you want to pass that class. So you want to get move up in your career. So you want to stop having crazy relationships with your family. So you want to actually get the job. So you want to do whatever you want to do, you could change, completely turn your life around. When I walked out of the seminar, I knew I had to walk out as a different person. I didn't know how to change. I was there to get pumped up, and then I got pumped down, okay? I was totally, like, screwed up. It hit me. It was my aha moment, and I know I needed to change things in my life that wasn't going to align with the path that I've chosen by walking out of the seminar. I can't walk out of a seminar of motivation and then go back and do things that originally I went there to stop. I walked out because it was flaky. I walked out because it was sketchy. I didn't walk out because I wasn't motivated. All right? I was self-motivated. I needed the change. Here's the deal, comfort killers. You want to get uncomfortable? So, for example, say you want to stop gambling. Forget GA. What is it? Gamblers Anonymous or whatever. Forget it. Even though I know they do great work, I've never been to one of those things, but forget it. Hi, my name is Stacy. Forget that. Okay? Using this 3 C's tool will make it happen for you for whatever reason. First, you confront. That's the C number one. Then you commit. That's C number two. Then you create. That's C number three. Simple, but it's magic. When you put it to use, this is how I changed my life. This is how I created this business. People would love to say, Stacy, why put confront first? Wouldn't you want to commit first? Wouldn't you want to commit first? Yeah, that's true. You know, commit. Yeah, you got to commit first. But here's the problem. People are committing to the wrong things. So in case of our anonymous gambler, let me explain. Let's say Joe, and the reason why Joe is in my head, because I have a huge ass pimple on my chin and I named him Joe yesterday. So let's say Joe has a gambling problem. It finally hit him that he has a gambling problem, right? And Joe goes home, it's affecting his wife, it's affecting his marriage, it's affecting his career, it's affecting his health, it's affecting his sleep, it's affecting his diet, it's affecting this entire scope from this one problem, because it's just like the octopus legs, right? You got the octopus head, which is the problem. All those legs that point out of the extremity of the octopus, guess what? Those are also affected. Those are also affected. The family life, the home life, the health life, the career life, the friend life, the family life, all of that affected by that one big-headed ass problem. Okay, so what do I say? I don't say commit first. Because what's automatically Joe's going to commit to what? Joe's going to commit to what? I need to, what is he going to commit? I need to quit gambling. Okay, he'll say it like that too. I need to quit gambling. It's ruining my family. It's ruining everything. I'm going to jump out of the parking deck. Don't jump, Joe. Because what I'm saying is you need to confront it first. So in order to confront something, you have to lay it all out on the table, whether you like it or you not, don't like it. You have to put it out there. You got to open that closet. That closet's scary. It has some old bone marrow in there. It's so scary to open that closet. But Joe says, you know what? Instead of committing to something that I don't even know if I could do, I'm going to confront this bad boy first, this beast, this big-headed octopus. I'm going to put it all on the table and say, what is making me do this? Why do I need to continue to do this? I'm going to confront it. I'm going to tackle it head on. I'm going to bring my problems face to face. I'm going to look in that mirror and say, why? Why? How does this thing make me feel? What does it feel like when I'm driving towards the casino? What does it feel like after I get out of the casino? These things have to be confronted. Joe has to put this all on a piece of paper. Then Joe has to turn to his wife and say, "Wife, how does this make you feel?" And wife is going to say, she's going to cry. And she's going to say, "You're not the same person, Joe. We don't know who you are now. And I got these divorce papers sitting on the table." You might even have to confront that. Because no one believes this, right? You could say, "Hey, listen, I'm done," right? No one's going to believe you. The universe doesn't even believe you because you didn't even take the time to confront it, right? So here's what Joe does. Joe says he puts it all out on the piece of paper. He talks about it. He talks to himself. He figures out the instances when it happens. He figures he breaks it all down, and it goes to that very moment first. And then he figures out that moment, and then he commits to doing the opposite. All right? You don't commit. You don't commit. Here, this is big right here. You don't commit to quitting gambling, right? You commit to doing the opposite of those little things you confronted, okay? So here is the example in action. Joe says, "Every time I get my paycheck, I drive down the street and I go to the casino." So he's not going to commit all this big thing that says, "You know what, I'm going to quit gambling." He's going to commit that says, "Every time I get my paycheck, I am going to call my wife. I'm going to do the opposite of what I previously done, right? Every time I get my paycheck, I'm going to drive a different route. I'm committed to driving now a new route." You're committed to an action. You're not committed to a thought. You're not committed. You are committed to doing something. Because in order to commit, and look it up in the Merriam-Webster, look it up in the Merriam-Webster, comfort killers, to commit is to do, right? Commit is not to say. We need to figure out the plan of action that will allow you to do the opposite. I'm telling you to do the opposite of whatever you confronted. If what it is a feeling that says, "You know what? I feel like I need to rush. I feel a rush come through me," because you're compulsive, right? What do they call that, Siobhan? Compulsive gambler. If there's a feeling that's attached to that, it's deep down in your gut. What you have to say is, "When I feel this feeling, I am going to pick up the phone. I am going to pick up the phone, call my wife. I'm going to pick up the phone, call my kid, so I could be reminded of why I'm committed. Okay? When I feel this, I'm going to use that rush and go play basketball. I'm going to take that rush and go to the gym." Because here's the deal. Do you know how to change your habit? You don't focus on the cues, right? You don't even focus on the reward. You focus on the routine, ladies and gentlemen. So you're going to get those cues, the same reward that you feel of if you going to win, right? You're going to win. You change the goddamn routine in between, and all of a sudden, you build new habits. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to expand so much on this topic, and I did in my new webinar. And it works with any problem area. So whether you're depressed, whether you feel like you're stuck, you have low confidence, no confidence, low energy, whether you feel like you're not going up, you're not going sideways, you're just stuck in the middle in a muddy puddle. That's why I did this webinar, because I know what it was like for me, right? And here's the beauty of the three C's of change, this method. The beauty is that all you have to do is drop a new problem in there and go back to it. And I help you. And it's a process that's ongoing. It never ends, because after that, The last C is create. And that's the big one. And that's going to get you to the next level. Ladies and gentlemen, go to thecomfortkillers.com/webinar. Thecomfortkillers.com/webinar. I have some calendar dates that I'm putting together for it. And I want you sitting in the front row of this webinar. And I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and say it's free. It's not free. It's $499. You will receive my workbook. It's the Back to Basic workbook, which explains this theory in detail, great detail. It actually allows you to learn how to prepare to go into the three C's. And it also shows you how to look words up for a bigger meaning. And we deal with math. We deal with time. And also, ladies and gentlemen, there is some homework in there for you, because I feel like you gotta give me something. You gotta do something. Besides the workbook/ebook, you get 10 video segments of me going through each category again in detail in my office with my whiteboard. Matter of fact, if you go to thecomfortkillers.com/webinar right now, you actually get to preview a piece of what's going to be happening inside this webinar. Okay, that's totally free. In case you're wondering, why am I even listening to this? Then on top of that, you get a Q&A session with me. In case you're working through it, after 4 weeks of going through this program, there is a Q&A session set up every fourth week. So for those that are going into it new, that want a Q&A, you could jump into it. The Q&A session is ongoing every fourth week for 30 minutes. You could jump in that Q&A session with me. It is live. So I hope you understand the whole theory, but there's way more to it, and there's actually detailing out this scope of your life, and it works with any problem that you may have, okay? Your negative, it works with that, okay? You want that new job, it works with that. There's some things that we have to change, but certain things we don't have to change. We just have to recognize. And it's as simple as that. And I hope that you get to understand just a little bit of what I'm doing. The three C's of change is a big deal. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. As I mentioned before, my 50th episode is coming up soon. And I'm so happy that that's happening. Right? It's coming up soon. I can't wait. I cannot hardly wait. And of course, we've just expanded a little bit, and I want to tell you guys more about that, but not in this show. This show ain't about that. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you can find me anywhere on all your socials, your favorite socials, Snapchat, Stacey A. Cross, Twitter, lead me, okay? Lead me on Twitter, lead me on LinkedIn, lead me on, what's the other one, Instagram. All of those are Stacey A. Cross. I try to frequent those as much as I can. Engage with me. Talk to me, okay? Like I said, I don't have a secretary yet, okay? The gatekeeper is not there to hold you away. You ever tried to get in touch with Tony Robbins? Okay? No. All right. I'll see you guys later. It's been such a pleasure. I am Stacey A. Cross. And there is no E in my name.